This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
But on the Rude Guest Hotline right now, we've got a congratulations in order for our friend Jacob Chikrin of the Washington Capitals. The boys got a point last night in Winnipeg and a loss in overtime. But the big story for the Caps was the new extension for Chikrin, who is going to be the face of Caps hockey for years to come. Jacob, I was chanting four more years a month ago when we had you on. I should have said eight more years. An eight-year extension for Jacob Chikrin. Congratulations, man.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's it's definitely been a very exciting and happy, you know, last few days for, you know, myself and my family. So, yeah, we appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Trusted insight from Trusted Insiders make this segment possible. IT Cadre, our sponsor for Jacob Chikrin, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. So, Jacob, how did this come together and how involved were you? Or do you just tell your agent, call me when I got to sign something, like, especially in season? Something where he was giving you constant updates? Was it in any way on your mind as you were playing this season?
We started talks quite early in the season, and luckily it was pretty slow for the last, you know, number of months, and so it made it easier on me because I wasn't, you know, talking with my agent about it at all, really. So it was nice because, you know, wasn't on the top of my mind. I was able to just go play and try to take care of business. And then it really picked up the last three or four days and just pretty much got finished in a few days after sort of a pretty long and slow process most of the season. So it really worked out perfectly in that sense, and I'm glad it got done. You know, especially before the end of the season here. So it's nice to go in and into playoffs and, you know, have that over with and be able to just enjoy the ride and do everything we can to win this year.
Jacob, this is Tress Way with the Commanders. Me and my little man, well, my wife as well, our family, but me and my little man love coming out to the games and watching you guys. I have a question for you, dude. So talking with the family, do you have the green light to do something, you know, like super selfish that you just get to treat yourself a little bit with the contract? Because I know for me, I was just starting to get the itch to golf. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get some just custom fit golf clubs because I want them. Dadgummit, I want them. So do you have something where it's just like, you know what? This is me and I'm going to have a little me time and treat myself.
That's a great question. I'm not really there yet.
yeah, it's season. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet, but I mean, gosh, like you, I do love golf. I'm a big golfer, so I don't know. I think maybe one thing I'd like to do now that, you know, we're locked in would honestly be to probably join a golf course in the area. And yeah, that's kind of one thing that I, you know, have circled on the list. But, you know, my wife and I, we try to do a good job of not overspending. I mean, you know, we're just pretty simple and homey people, and we don't like to, you know, go crazy with our spending. So we definitely have our months, but, you know, we try to do a good job. We actually bought a new car, you know, a few weeks ago. We had a Tesla for a while that we've wanted to get rid of. We're pretty big, you know, as you guys know, we talk about our health and wellness a lot. We just had a weird feeling about sitting on a battery all day in the car. So we wanted to get rid of the Tesla, move on from the electric. And we ended up, I got my wife sort of her dream car, which was a G-Wagon. So she lucked out already. So I hope she's not going to be asking for anything post-contract here.
If you end up doing the golf route as a punter, you know, I thought it was my duty as a stereotype to live up to that stereotype to, you know, thoroughly enjoy golfing. If you find yourself ever needing a fourth, you know, I'm just a quick 30, 40 minutes away. Just, you know, shoot the invite and I'll be there in a heartbeat, my friend.
I love it, man. I love it. Got to get your number here. We'll set something up for sure.
We'll exchange numbers. I will say, and Tress, I don't mean to throw the football players under the bus because I'm sure you guys have some unbelievable golfers too.
Oh, I heard about the hockey guys.
Dude, I have found hockey dudes. Just, they hit bombs.
Yes. Like, dude, think about the rotation. They're just.
Is that a thing, Jacob, where like the something to do with the swing of the stick is comparable, or why is that? That hockey players, I see like Osh and Carlson and some of these dudes at pro-ams.
Well, you got to think they're in the cold. They're inside in the cold all the time. Wouldn't you just want to go out and get some sunlight and be on some green grass and play some freaking golf?
And like, that's home. I mean, you're a Florida guy, Jacob, so you grew up golfing probably.
No, for sure. I think there's a lot of similarities. Like a lot of our sport is hand-eye coordination and, you know, you're always working on your hands and stick handling, and the game's so skilled now. Like the amount of skill guys play with is incredible, and it's all you know, stick and puck skill. So it's all stuff that, you know, you're constantly working on your hands and your touch and your finesse, and I think it just translates super well. And then, you know, you add in the slap shot, and, you know, I think just there's just a lot of similarities. So we probably, you know, do get away with a little bit. You know, more feel. I think, you know, there's definitely a lot of hockey guys who I've played with. You know, there's a ton of really, really good golfers. I mean, you know, I don't want to brag. I think my best handicap I got to is a 1.7, and I that were in the plus. So we got a lot of great golfers, and it's something we enjoy doing for sure in the offseason. That's it.
Well, we were just talking about how, like, that was the most humble brag ever. You weren't trying to brag, but basically a scratch golfer is pretty amazing. So I'll put both of you on the spot then. We can start with you, Tress.
Yes.
Because I've been putting you on the spot way longer than Chikrin's new to the show.
That's fine.
I've known you since, you know, 2012.
14.
Right. Best and worst golfer on your team, as best as you know.
So I am technically the best, but Tyler Otter, our long snapper, has beat me the last two times. So I'm going to go ahead and give
him
the
nod. What's your
handicap? I'm a 3.
Oh, you're really good.
He's a 4 or 5, but he's beaten me the last two times. And the worst golfer?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd feel bad saying, but it's got to be one of the O-linemen.
What does it rhyme with?
I love them, but it's the O-linemen. They're a great time to be with, but I love my man Allegretti. Great hang.
Nick Allegretti's a hell of a hang.
A hell of a hang.
Yeah.
Not an awesome
golfer. It's like the X and Y axis, where X is hang and Y axis is like good at golf. He's in like the bottom right quadrant, essentially. All right, so O-line can't really hang. But by the way, you should go golf with Chikrin if you're a 3 handicap.
Well, yes, but, like, most importantly, like, it would just be fun to go golf with these guys.
True.
That's my thing is, so when I go out and golf, I hope I shoot the best I've ever shot. I just also want to have a fun time. Like, let's go out and
drink a beer.
Have a beer. Play some music.
Yeah, for sure. You got to unwind and enjoy it. Although, speaking of O-line, we just played with Andrew Whitworth in L.A. when we were there a couple weeks ago. And this guy's a player. He can really hit the ball. I think he's
how long are his clubs?
I don't know. He's probably like gosh, what is he? He's a low single digit. He's probably three to five, I'd say.
Very cool.
But he still looks like he could play. I mean, this guy's a stud. But yeah, I think the worst on our team is either O or Sonny Milano.
That's Sonny just Milano's not.
Really,
Obi does a lot of things well. That does not surprise me. Although you know the story of his hole in one, like one of the first times he ever played golf.
Hilarious.
He has a hole in one
video all the time.
I'm not joking. I'll send you the video tonight. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. He has no idea what he's doing. I mean, Chikrin, you could tell it better than me probably. His swing is awful. Like everything is terrible. And then the ball goes in and he loses his mind.
Yeah. And he could barely speak English at the time. It's so funny.
It was so good. So I know you're a huge Caps fan. You get to a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine, Jacob, just being, you know, it's not like a lot of the guys we have on from Canada or whatever. I mean, you had to grow up loving the NFL, yeah? Do you have a team or do you still follow the league?
Yeah. I mean, we used to share season tickets with a family friend and for the Dolphins. We used to go a lot to the Dolphins games. This was before they had the new stadium. But they were always god-awful. So that was kind of frustrating. And there's a lot of really hot days where we'd leave like a halftime when they're down, you know, 24
steamy.
Rips. So.
But the old stadium, I guess, didn't have the pool in it like the new one does.
No.
I couldn't believe that. When I went to that new stadium, you probably were too busy to notice this, but there's actually people swimming and like enjoy. I'm like, you're at a football game, dude.
I didn't know there was a pool there.
Yeah.
It's a sweet stadium, but I didn't know there was a pool.
There's a club in there. There's a pool.
I knew there was
Does anyone care about football? Could we just watch the game, please? It's wild.
Yeah, but I actually grew up going to a big football high school in South Florida, and I was really tight with all the football guys. I mean, you know, for my age, I was always very mature physically and training at a really young age. I actually did weightlifting with the football team, and, you know, the head coach was our teacher, and he was always trying to recruit me, and football was kind of the one thing my pops wouldn't let me do. But just having a lot of buddies who, you know, have gone on to – you know, big football schools, D1 schools, and even the NFL. You know, I ended up getting connected, had a lot of mutuals with Lamar Jackson, and Lamar came to a couple games. He came to the game in South Florida when I was with Arizona, and wore my jersey to the game, and really, really great dude. And I ended up getting pretty tight with Odell Beckham Jr. in Scottsdale. We were both going through an injury together and rehabbing, and we got connected to a mutual guy who looked
I think
after
this is him politely telling me I'm not going to get the invite if there's an open fourth with OBJ and all these
guys. Lamar's definitely not a golfer. I think Odell enjoys golf, but I don't know if he's playing a lot.
I have a feeling his outfits would be wild.
Yeah, I don't think
for
he's
sure. For
he's
sure.
not dressed
but anyways,
the same way.
I'm a big Lamar guy, so I do love cheering for Baltimore, and I want to see that guy win really bad. But it's hard. Now also, you know, I got to cheer for the Commanders, man. The year they had was so exciting, and I'm
got to
for them. Yeah,
we're excited to try to see if they can run it back here.
Oh, heck yeah!
Ovi pulls to within 5 of tying Gretzky, 6 of the record last night. So you guys are knocking on the door of history as you get a point in Winnipeg, but. Maybe this is a bad decision by me as the one kind of calling the shots on what to ask. I'm going to skip Ovi to get to this random thing. Dylan Strome was on a podcast the other day I was listening to, and he said that you want to get rid of the light bulbs in your house and replace them with bee wax candles or something like that.
This guy just completely threw me under the bus. We were just chatting in the room the other day. As I mentioned earlier, my wife and I are just big into, you know, living a clean, healthy life. Anyways, I told the boys, like, late the last few nights, fellas, like, you know, after dinner, you know, we love to cook, and after dinner, you know, we clean up, and the sun's going down. We like to turn, like, lights off in the house and do no artificial light and just light some candles, and it's been really nice. And, you know, sleeping like a baby when I do
I
that.
I bet it smells good, too.
And then Stromer decided to go on a podcast next week and say, I took every light bulb out of my house.
That's
and now
messed up.
I'm an absolute freak.
That's betrayal.
So there was never a mention of possibly removing light bulbs for the honeybee wax or whatever.
No, he completely sewered me. So now I'm dealing with that. I'm like a walking meme right now. I deleted all my socials, so I can't even see anything. But I got in-laws and I got cousins sending me, you know, screenshots of some of these tweets and posts. Just people all over me for this beeswax candle thing. So yeah.
Well, Jacob, I can't tell you how excited I am, man, that you're going to be here for the long haul. It's been an amazing season. You guys are locked in for, you know, the stretch run here, but really for years to come. You guys are built to be one of the top teams in the East. You'll be a big part of that, and congratulations. We're thrilled for you.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. It was nice chatting today.
You got it. There's Jacob Chychrun of the Capitals, fresh off his 8-year extension